Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He's a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
If I have walked in my own willful ways, dear Lord, forgive the sins that I confess to Thee. Forgive my secret sins I do not say. Oh guide me, watch over me, and my keeper be.
Told me about your theme, I read it and I like it. Amen. So I want to speak to you a little bit on that. What's it? Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1. Would you allow me to do that? I've got much to say. I also don't preach with somersaults, jumping, shouting. You know, I might speak to you in a very calm way, but don't think that what I say is not important. In actual fact, it's very important. Are you listening? Yeah, Pastor Stan, you're getting an honorable seat right in front. You did right what the Bible said. Sit at the back and then they can invite you to the front. He's a good friend of mine, Pastor Stan. Hallelujah. So, this scripture, I don't have to read it. You have been reading it for the whole year, isn't it? All the commandments which I command thee this day, you shall observe to do. I love the whole story of Moses, the Israelites. Because if you put this into context, God is talking to them as they come out of Egypt on the way to the promised land. And God is telling them that they must go and possess, multiply. Hey, I like that word multiply. And we believe in it in our church. We started with one small church, few people. And as I said, we have 11 branches, of which three are outside the province now. And when I met Bishop Dagg, it really helped me to understand what multiplication is and how to multiply. And I'll give you the secrets, but not today, some other time, all right? Because you can multiply. God wants you to multiply. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to stagnate. Ay, as ons net een koortjie, of ons ken net een skrif, wat twee en drie in sy naam vergader. Especially if we can't multiply. Do you understand? But God wants large churches with many people born again, many people saved. Why must many people go to hell if many people can come into the church? Hallelujah. My house must be filled. Luke chapter 16, Luke chapter 14. Amen. There's many more room. My house must be filled. So that's very important. And if you look at this whole journey of Moses, if you are a pastor, you must understand the story of Moses. How he takes this people out into what God has promised them. But he encounters a sinful nature in the people. They are ungrateful. They are forgetful. And they are murmurers and complainers. Welcome to being a pastor. You lead people that are ungrateful, that are murmurers, that are complainers, and they forget the way you got them. But I want to focus on the one word is the forgetfulness, because throughout the text, you will know that the Lord speaks to them and tells them, you will be blessed in this land. This land will flow with milk and honey. There'll be plenty in the land. When Joshua and Caleb went to look at it, they saw, hey, die drywe korrels is groot. You know, but it was all these promises, CFC, are conditional. There are many new teachings floating around in the church today, but God is a God of relationship. Amen. He will do many things for you, but you must also do your part. As he net vernit en mahala, God is not a mahala God. He said, if you. That word if is a conditional term. So throughout this, the text of Deuteronomy, even Exodus, you'll notice that he says, I want to bless you. I really want to, but this is just what you must do. Do this, do this, do this. And one of the things he focused on was that they must remember. Just go to verse 2 there, Mr. Projector Man. Verse 2 of this Deuteronomy 8. Then he says, the word remember, thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord has brought thee. And I must be honest with you that a lot of the truths and the principles in the Word of God I did not understand when I grew up in the Assemblies of God church. A very good church, but some things they did not teach me. You know, that's why we need many ministries, because the church, one church doesn't have everything. We get this a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there. They never taught me on money. They never taught me to give strongly, because they were afraid that if you talk about money, the people start being offended and the people leave. But they did me an injustice, because I didn't understand that by giving, I can actually get more. Amen. I learned it later. And I've told them, I'm not happy because you never told me about money, how to deal with money in the house of God. And the other thing was honoring fathers. You see, it is something that Moses, that the Lord is instructing them. That's why I think this church is such a fitting place to talk about it, because you had a great pioneer here. Look, we just bought land, our church bought land, about 6,000 square meter. And everybody is bragging about the size of our land. I keep telling them, did you see Pastor Daryl's land? Makes our land look like Mickey Mouse. But you see, not many men, even of color, can have accomplished what your founder accomplished here. Only when you are in the business that we are in, then you understand this was a special man. Oh yes. As jy nou nie in diep besigheid is van grond koop en kerke bou, dan sal jy nie verstaan wat pastor sê nie. But once you into this, you recognize, you know, that you had a great gift among you. And he must be honored and must always be remembered. Let me read you the scripture. My wife must just show me your eyes. It's very dark here, then I know I must close, okay. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. Are you ready to learn something this morning? The unrighteousness of those who forget. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, God is not unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget. He says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. What we learn from this text or scripture is that it is unrighteous to forget. Are you here? It is unrighteous to forget. Most of us think there are only four great sins in the world. The one is lying, stealing, fornication, and murder. How many of you have lied before? Let me show you that you all did these sins. Be honest now. Say it al in your liver. Stick your hand up. Stick your hand up. Let me pastor ook sien. Yeah, you see? So it's a sin, isn't it? We are all, if you're lying, you are a liar, isn't it? If you understand English, I was an English teacher, okay? Liars, you're a liar. Then, stealing. How many of you have stolen something before? Put up your hand. To say for by your master potloop and you come base to steal the staki una money lichi man. So in this church we have many lying thieves. Murder. I've never committed murder before. Now the Bible says, if you hate your brother, if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. And I'm sure many of us hated one or two of our brothers. Fornication. Moenie jou hand op stikkie want die vrou langs jou weet nie wat sy aangevang het. Fornication is to have sex with someone that is not your wife. Or premarital sex. It's a very common thing amongst our people. It's only in the church we like to look pious, holy. But if we honor, that's why your pastor told you I'm very straight and I'm very open. It is a common thing. I minister to many young people. This young man is 16 years old. Was 16 or 17? Yes, our people. I have missionaries 21 years old. One is in Upington. One is in Joburg. Some is in East London. They work. That's why they sing about the call of God. Young. We believe in education. I have education. I studied at UCT. Not Northlink. Sorry if you had nothing. I didn't mean that. Stupid. It's not that we are against education, but we believe the call of God is the most important thing in your whole life. Because when you get to heaven one day, hy gaan jou nie vra oor jou meester's graad of your doctor's graad. What did you do for God? Well, that's why I say I have the secrets. The church can be filled, and it will be filled. If everybody understands the call of God on your life, what is it really about? This young man, stand quickly. I've got some people with me. He's a PhD student at UWC, postgraduate. But I let him carry the bags and stuff because I want them to learn that the call of God and the work of God is far greater. But you know how people, when the children go to university, the child can't come to church. The child is studying. The child is twak man, twak. Die werk van die Here is meer belangrik as enigiets anders. Souls are dying, and God is excited about winning souls. Thank you. You may be seated. Evan, my son is also here, Jason, somewhere. Jason Ross, where is he? He's a preacher at his school. He's 17 years old. He runs the praise and worship at Pearl High. 82 children gather every Wednesday to hear him preach the word of God. And he preaches about heaven and hell. If you don't receive Christ, you will die and burn in hell. And the kids all accept Jesus. If God spares us, we're sending him to America next year to study. only to get the world perspective. He's coming back here if God spares us, if God wills, and he will pastor and win souls for the Lord here. That's it. We have given our lives to the work of God. We just go get our people work, secular work. That's only to get money from Pharaoh so that the church can prosper. It's all. So that the church can prosper. Are you here? We don't make a God of our secular work and our secular employment. Let me get back to this. I said four sins: lying, stealing, fornication, murder. Okay, even the fornicators, you know, the Bible says if you just look at a woman with lust in your heart, and many brothers, if you're honest, you know that we suffer from lust. All the brothers, if you're a normal man, lust is your problem. Unless you're not normal, so something. Men have certain problems and women have other problems. You can't deny this, right? Woman has jealousy, fear. Woman is always afraid of things. Men is lust. Anyway, I'm not going into those things. I'm going to talk about forgetfulness. We think those four things are the great sins, but forgetting, because this possessing of the land could not happen if they forgot certain things that God wanted them to remember. Are you listening to me? Forgetting is also unrighteousness. And to fail to acknowledge people in your life that has come past your life to help you. This is the thing that my church never taught me. And I'm teaching it to you today. To fail to acknowledge your mother, your father, your grandmother, your pastor. Wat jou kom haal het toe jy nog in die bos geleer het. Amen. Drug addict. Drunkard. You must never forget. You must never forget. Forgetting is unrighteousness. Are you here? Listen to what Jeremiah 2 verse 32 says. Can a maid forget her ornaments? Or can a bride forget her dress? Yet my people have forgotten me. Days without number. It is incongruent or incompatible to think that a woman will get married without a dress. Hy sê ding wat 'n vrou nie vergeet nie. Ek dink soms die vrouens trou net vir daai dag wat hulle met die rok wil afstap, die ring wil hê en na daai dan is hulle maar baie hard met die manne. Here help ons. Is dit waar? Is waar ja. But that's a very special day. En hy daai rok, Here, hy word al lang voor die tyd gepland. Die diet word vroeg uitgesit, want die rok moet pas. Unless it's a stretch material. Now the Bible says, can a woman forget a dress on a wedding day? Waar gaat jy die oggend sê, oh, ek het my rok vergeet. It's not possible. But you have forgotten. And it's unrighteous to forget. And you'll be shocked how many people forget. Die broer, hy sit met 'n taai. Broer, jy het altyd 'n taai aangehad nie. Of 'n baadjie nie. Do you understand? And many of you young people, I see as many young people here. Through this ministry, God is going to lift you higher. But you must never forget where you were when you came here. It is the secret that will take you far. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Now let me just give you these points because I've got so much to say, but I'm going to give you these points quickly. Are you ready to get some great points? I'm going to explain to you just now the evils that come on you if you forget. All right? Evils that befall people who forget. Number one, people who forget are constantly demoted. You go down. Proverbs 16:18, Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Are you here? Now, I was a school teacher, and I realized that when you forget your schoolwork, you can't be promoted from grade 4 to grade 5. Because they asked you in school, what is the longest river in the world? You said, Easter River. Said, Jesus. What's the highest mountain? So I said, Table Mountain. I say, you're a name, man. Class! So I moet weer die graad oor doen. Because you could not remember your schoolwork, you cannot be promoted. Are you listening? Many children want to become doctors, and so they say to me, Pastor, I want to be a doctor. I say, now, where is food digested? They say, the rectum. Weet jy wat die rectum? Die rectum is die agter. See, oh, we ask you, what is, you know, what is starch or carbohydrates? So you say pork chop. But pork chop is protein. I'm explaining to you why people can't do certain things. They can't go up in life because they can't remember their schoolwork. You are demoted if you can't remember. It's the same in the spiritual life. If you can't remember many things, you think you are promoted. You think you're going forward. Sy sal nie veg nie. Sy breek weg. Sy is onbeskof met jou pastoor. Sy praat so maar so. Sy vergeet dan waarvandaan sy kom. Halleluja. It leads to demotion. Many people don't trace the bad things in their life to this thing I'm saying to you today. They think it's other things that cause problems. They blame every other thing, but they don't know that the evils that befall many Christians is because they fail to remember certain things. Because forgetting, number one, leads to grumbling, murmuring, discontentment, pride, and many other evils. And this will in turn lead to your destruction and your demotion. And if you look again in the whole book of Deuteronomy, God was so angry at the murmuring and the discontentment of the Israelites. Hulle kan nie, julle wil mos drie goed doen in die kerk en julle gaan dit doen. Possess, living, possessing, what's the onion? Multiply. But you see, if this thing is not right, if remembrance is not right, the Israelites didn't get any of those three things. They didn't live. They didn't multiply. They multiplied, but they all died in the wilderness. Their carcasses were strewn in the desert sands. Simply. Look what it was. It wasn't sex. It wasn't lying. It wasn't murder. It wasn't, what was the other one? The evils, yeah, stealing. It was forgetting. Prevented them from getting this thing. So you see, they say, didn't I take you through the Red Sea? Didn't I take you out of Egypt? Say, I over the vleespotte van Egypte. Want they like it here in die kerk nie. They didn't like it when Moses was leading them. God fed them manna from heaven. Say, the garlic was bitter. Hey? Het jy vergeet, jy was 'n slaaf in die wêreld? En die Here het jou uitgehaal? Wat het terug aan soen toe? Maybe you complain about the conditions. Maybe pastor was so hard with me. Maybe this, they don't give me promotion. Just be here. Thank God you came out of darkness into the light. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, forgetful people become murmurers. The first one I say you will be demoted, all right? So number two, you become a murmurer. And murmuring is a terrible sin. Korah was killed swallowed up by the earth because of his murmuring. You know who Korah was? You must know all these stories. It's very important. You know, when God writes a bad story in the Bible, it's not to make the person bad. It's to warn you and to warn me. Miriam complained against Moses. And her end was terrible. You see, this thing of murmuring, how does it come? By forgetfulness. If she had remembered what would have happened to her if Moses didn't lead them out, she would have not murmured. Korah would not have murmured. I say, gebruik die Here dan net vir jou. This is what they asked Moses. No man, we all have the spirit of God. He was mense praat by Jesus. My brother Clint, he wrote a book on honor. It's a powerful book. And I went, he had his conference this week, and I went to listen to him. And he spoke about the colored people and the problem they have in honoring, you know, and acknowledging someone. Niemand is kwai nie in jou oë nie. It's something that I felt demoted me all my life. Oh, you don't speak well of a man. You must just love Jesus, love the Holy Spirit. Love. You see. And it kept me back until I broke free from that thing. And I gave honor where honor is due. I so know, man. God, it is God. Ultimately, it's God. But God worked through someone. And I will not forget that someone. I will not forget that someone. Are you listening? The woman who ran to Elijah when her son died, when she got to him, she fell at his feet. And she held on to his. I'm joking. She held on to his feet and she kissed him. And Gehazi wanted to take her away. I said, Gehazi, lost the thing. She weet nie wat hy aangaan nie. She is vleeslik, man. She soek geld. Dis hoekom sy agter na Amon geloop het vir geld. Dis 'n geestelike ding. Die vrou vat val by my voete. En die Here wek die hom om die kind weer op. Uit die doodheid op te wek. As die Here so ongelukkig was dat sy by sy voete gekniel het, waarvoor die Here vir hy mirakel gegee. We stay to the topic. You become a murmurer. Psalm 78 verse 40. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Psalm 78, 40 and 41. Yes, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand. Oh my God. Nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. They were ungrateful and they became murmurers. We need deliverance from the sin of forgetfulness. And don't think that this message does not apply to you. It applies directly to you. The things that God has done in your life, has it registered on your mind and on your heart? We used to sing this chorus in the Pentecostal church. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. Eish, what a blessing. To come out of the world of sin and darkness. I will never go back anymore. Hallelujah. Remembrance will do many things for you. Remembrance will even stop divorce. Want sy het mos haar by die altaar gesê, till death us do part. Of het sy vergeet, in sickness and in health. Nou waar die mama nie meer so mooi lyk nie, nou kyk sy bietjie rond, broeder. Sy het eers die lyf van 'n Coca-Cola bottel gehad. Maar nou lyk sy soos 'n Coke kannetjie. Maar on a où t'es tracé? In sickness and in health. Coke bottle or coke dumpy. Ik zal blij bij jou. Moed or no moed. Jan Broeke zei voor mij, past, ik versta niet mijn vrouw niet. Ik zei, zij is hier gemaakt om haar te verstaan. Blij maar net samen met haar man, blij maar net. Hij zei, zij is kwaad voor mij, maar zij zei niet voor mij waarvoor zij kwaad. Ik zei, dat is hoe ze is. Zij moet niet nou worry nie, moet niet. We zijn het rustig. Hij zal recht komen. Hij zal later recht komen. Ja. Want zij ook veel oprukkerig hou. Zij wil ook zo'n vrouw wees. Het zijn mal. Is vir hulle gegee om so te wees. Hulle is alles so man, so. Zij moet net rustig wees. Ja. I'm a marriage counselor by profession. Let me rush to finish. Let me go on. Those who forget, people who forget, will also be rejected. Are you with me? Forgetting leads to murmuring, and later God will reject you. God rejected Korah, he rejected Miriam, he rejected all those who came up and forgot what God had done for them. Even the whole tribe, besides the young children, were allowed to go in because of their murmuring and their forgetfulness. God rejected them. May the Lord not reject you through your forgetting. Yeah, I thank God when I learned this. You know, I went back to my church, and when I was young, I said some foolish things because nobody taught me better. And I realized, no, I must honor. If you come to my office, you see the pictures of all my pastors over the years. Very big portraits of them as they taught me and guided me. I even went back and I gave money to my former church. If you go to my former church, they have a blue carpet. I gave them that old carpet at the old church. I go there, I preach there. I help them as much as I can. And I honor the person who led me to Christ, Evangelist Ati Prince. He was a great man of God. And you know, let me say something to you. There are spiritual things that you cannot understand in the natural. I went to plant a church in East London in November last year. And while I was there, I started remembering that he used to speak about the church that he planted here. And I made some phone calls to find out. And they actually told me, yes, he started the church in East London many years ago, in the early 70s or so. He went with a motorbike, a Brompony, to East London, and he got a flat tire on the way. And he didn't turn back to Cape Town. He put grass in the tube. And he continued on his journey. And he planted the church that is still standing there. Because I remembered when I was in the church, everybody was running for his mantle. Hulle soek die mantle van Ati Prince. Hulle soek die mantle van Ati Prince. But none of those men actually went far in the ministry. And as I stood there, because I wondered, Lord, why is London? Why did you send me here? The church is in existence now. There's a fully fledged church. I did a crusade there. And the Lord took me back. He said, your father was here before you. And you were walking in the spirit of your father. You see, because I acknowledged him. He came to Uitzig. I was born in Uitzig. He came to Uitzig with a huge tent. He wasn't a poor man. He was a tailor by profession. And he had 10 children. He left them all with his wife in Cape Town. He went to Joburg to learn 3 years in the Bible school. He came back, pitched his tent all over the Cape Flats. And he won many souls to Christ, of which I am only one. I was 12 years old. I won't forget. When he preached in the tent in Itzach, the dusty fields. He preached a sermon on the barren fig tree. Die vye boom het die vrugte nie. Kap hom uit. Maar die tuinier sê, ag meester, gee hom nog net 1 jaar. Ai! I'm sitting there, I'm a 12-year-old boy. Ons bemis hom bietjie. Ons gooi bietjie water. En as hy dan, gee hom 1 jaar, kyk ons, as hy die vrug bring, as hy dan nie, kap hom uit, Here. Want sy genade jaar is verby. Hey. That day I went forward. I knelt in the tents were dusty that day, those years. You know? And I gave my life to Christ. Later, as I was pastoring churches, I remembered. Die man het alles opgegee. 10 kinders by die huis gelos met sy vrou. Hierdie net om Bybelskool te kry, dat hy kan kom preek. En vir my te lei na die Here toe. Wat ek het vandag, sou nie gewees het, was die man het hy gekom om vir ons te lei na die Here toe. Nie. So I'm like David, you know, when David wanted to go to Dan, to Saul's house, Saul was dead. Jonathan was dead. But he said, as het daar nie nog iemand oor, laat ek iets goed kan doen, want ek onthou wat Jonathan vir my gedoen het. How can I forget? So every year we try our best to look after. His wife died, the evangelist, but they married a second wife. And we do our best to give her something every year. Look after her. Not because of her, but because of her husband. So you must all look after this lady. You see, many pastors, if they don't give the church over to their sons, sometimes you think, is the church a family business? But you know what happens if the sons don't take over? The other pastors forget. They forget the wife of the founder. And they degrade her down to nothing. May it never happen. Even if Pastor Daryl shouldn't be the pastor here, the rest of you must always remember. Remember. Hallelujah. Forgetting leads to murmuring, and God will reject you. It is rather important to be thankful all the time. Because giving thanks is one of the things that help you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5. Where's this young boy who plays the piano? Come sit here. Just play softly with me. Any rate. Listen to this verse quickly. I'm almost finished. Now I'm watching the clock also, okay? Ephesians 5 verse 18. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I feel the anointing so strong. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always. For all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, just as giving thanks makes you filled with the Holy Spirit, complaining and murmuring makes you filled with demons. The children of Israel were possessed with devils as they complained against the Almighty God, and the spirit of death killed them all in the wilderness. The second last key. If you forget, you become disloyal. Mark 3 verse 19. Judas Iscariot betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. I think he forgot when he was sitting next to Jesus that he was privileged to be around the table of such a great man. I think he forgot when he saw Jesus call Lazarus from the dead after 4 days, that Jesus was not an ordinary man. He forgot because his eyes was on the 30 pieces of silver. Many people, when they become a little affluent, they kry bietjie geld. They kry jou eerste jobbie. Many people come to me for prayer, and when I pray, God answers a lot of my prayers. Then I sometimes say, ek gaan nie nou bid vir jou vir 'n jobbie, man. Want die Here, as jy die job kry, weet ek nie wie op jy sal kyk toe kom nie. Nou wat jy nie job het nie, jy is desperaat vir die Here. Wag nog so 3 maande, man, dan bid ek weer vir jou, wat kom nog so 'n bietjie kerk toe. Our young people, they when they find work, and so I tell them, don't buy cars and pay your tithes. Nee, hulle wil Grand Lake, Polo, Vivo, and wat. Hy kan nie sy tiende betaal nie. Hy vergeet waar hy was. Toe hy niks gehad het. En as die Here wat hom alles gegee het. Sy koop 'n second hand currency, man. But wie wil jy breek en afso? God is going to still take you there, but just don't forget. Judas forgot. He forgot when he saw the Lord walking on water. He forgot the great miracles. And he became disloyal. When you forget, you become disloyal. I had a young man in my church. I won him to Christ at one of my crusades. And I taught him the word of God, everything. And as he rose up into some prominence, I taught him the scriptures. We have this little book called Must Know Scriptures. We teach all our people they must memorize the scripture out of their mind, out of their heads. So he was very good at this book, you see. And I let him testify. And as he rose to prominence, he later had his own mind about how the church and where I am now wrong in my teaching, wrong in my doctrine. And then they became a rebel group. And they left the church. And I always inquire about them because I've never seen rebels become anything in life. They are deluded. You know what's a delusion? Let me teach you this quickly. I'm closing. A delusion is you believe something, but it's not true. But the problem is you only find it out later. And then it's too late. And you're so regretful, but you are so pride, you can't come back to say, Pastor, ek is jammer, ek was verkeerd. Because a delusion lasts for about 10 years maximum, then it's over. Some delusions end early. But jy kan nog hou vir 10 jaar. Die mense dink jy't 'n regte ding, jy't 'n gier. As jy is klaar. Jy't niks. As onder die bediening, man, wat jy iets geword het. Moenie vir jou daar hou nie. Hou vir jou plat soos 'n menorah bly. Of your blood. Jesus actually came from the mountain after praying a whole night and he said, I need 12 men to work with me. So say, Amal, choose me. I said, Matthew, Bartholomew, Peter, James, John, Judas. Hy vergiet die Here het homself gekies. Die anders wou gekies gewees het, maar die Here het hom gekies. He forgot. The sin of forgetting is what I'm teaching you this morning. And as I close with my last point, people who forget repeat the same mistakes. We often tell people, we've seen this thing before. There's nothing new under the sun. Solomon said, the thing that was is the thing that shall be. There's nothing new under the sun. I've seen people come and go. Belshazzar was a king who came after his father Nebuchadnezzar. And when he asked Daniel for advice, Daniel said to him, "Did you not learn by the fall of your father? You are so full of pride. Your father Nebuchadnezzar was proud. God made him eat grass like a cow. Het mal geraak, schizofrenia. Toe dink jy hy's 'n koei. Het jy dan nie geleer by jou pa se foute nie? There's something we call your daddy's devil. And this is what we teach all our young people. Sometimes our older people make mistakes. Don't criticize them. Because the same devil that haunted your father is coming for you. Because demons are familiar, you see, they are assigned to families. Jy sal wonder hoekom hou die man so van vrouens. Vra vir sy pa. As in die pa was dieselfde. But he didn't learn from his father's mistakes. Rather, he criticized his father. He murmured against us and he murmured against. And to come dieselfde devil for him. There's divorce in your fathers and your fight it. Fight it in prayer and in wisdom. Wisdom is the key. Wisdom. Understanding. Say, "I'm not going to let this thing get me. I refuse it." But the big sin that I'm talking about this morning, forgetfulness. Let us not forget. Let us be grateful. You know, one day Bishop Dag, my pastor, I always mention him because I acknowledge men. I'm not afraid to acknowledge men. It has lifted me. I was a pastor of a small church, about a few people. Today I've traveled across the world. I preach in many, many places because I found certain keys to the kingdom that has lifted me to the next level. This is the key. I'm giving you one of my secrets. I don't forget where I came from. If I criticized in the past, I went on my knees. I said, "Lord, forgive me. I should not have said these things." I was ignorant like Saul. When he killed Stephen, he said, "Lord, it was in my ignorance. Please forgive me." Let me always remember. Let me pay honor and pay tribute to those who went before me. Bishop Dag walked past me one day while he was preaching. He said, "How did you come to know Jesus?" I said, "It was in a tent. When Evangelist Ati Prince preached," he said, "then you must do crusades and also do tents. Because did you forget?" You see, the pastors today, their main sermon is about wealth, prosperity, and money. But it wasn't that message that brought them to the cross. It was a wild evangelist who stood on the stairs and preached, "You must give your life to Christ or you will burn in hell." Now we say, "Die boodskap is te rof, jong. Ons kan nie die boodskap so preek nie. As 'n nuwe generasie, you forgot how you got saved. You forgot how you got saved." Let us not forget. The same thing that worked for us can work for the new generation. Stand to your feet, would you please? Where's the young girl? Can she help me? Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Pray to the Lord by yourself. Ask Him to help you not to forget. Ask Him to deliver you from the sin of unrighteousness. It is unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous that He should forget. Sing something that you know, something gently. I want to pray for some people. Pastor Daryl, if you give me two more minutes before I go. Very gently, very gently. I feel the anointing of the Lord. I feel the anointing. May we not forget. May we not murmur. May we remember. Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord has brought you from the slavery of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey, where you will live, you will possess, and you will multiply. But if you forget, you will not enter. If you feel that you need prayer, I don't know how to make this altar call, just come stand in front here. Maybe there's someone here today. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't know Christ. If I die tonight, I don't know if I will go to heaven. Please pray for me. I want you to come forward. Don't be ashamed. I came when I was 12 years old. And I don't regret it. I don't know what your need is. Maybe you forgot. Maybe there was a little murmuring in you. We won't embarrass you. I had this problem. It was my sin. Until I had to learn and to understand. But I was not demoted after that. I was rather promoted. The Lord lifted me. And it's all because of His grace. Come stand here. Come a little bit closer. Come a little bit closer. The anointing is so strong on my life. Come, anyone that needs prayer. This teaching will transform your whole life. These are the principles on which God operates, not the things we sometimes think. Hallelujah. I want to be sure you're all born again. Is anybody coming for salvation? Are you coming for salvation? Are you saved? You're saved? You're all saved? You're all saved. Are you born again? Did you give your life to Jesus before? Today is your day. How old are you? 14. I was 12. Clap for the Lord. There's a young man coming to give his life to the Lord. I want to lead him in the sinner's prayer. I want you all to pray after me. Is there another one coming to give your life to Jesus? Are you coming to give your life to Jesus? Clap for Jesus. This is the greatest decision you can ever make, to give your life to the Lord. After this, great things are going to happen for you. Say this prayer after me. Pray in English, and the rest of you help them to pray. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you today. Just as I am. Oh Lord, I'm so sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Wash me with your precious blood. Make me a new person. Give me a new heart. And write my name in the book of life. From today, I turn my back on the world and on Satan. From today, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. You are my Lord and you are my Master. Thank you for dying for me on the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord one more time, Pastor.
Give God one more praise in this place this morning. Give God some praise, church. Come on, give God some praise. Come on. Come on, church, give God some praise in this place.
Worship at your feet. I'll be right here at your feet.
Can we honor the man of God this morning?